We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is Gresh and Keith on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
.1025, Gresh and Keith here with your hearts in for Keith today on this day after Thanksgiving. Patriots lose in Minnesota 33-26. Bills beat the Lions. Cowboys got a win. We will get to those with you as well, but some controversial plays in the Patriots game. A touchdown taken off the board, some sketch officiating, and a big, big, big miss on a Mac Jones face mask call there towards the end that would have extended a drive and would not have been a guarantee that the Patriots would have been able to figure out how to tie the game or anything. But that's for the way they protect quarterbacks these days, that's a pretty big one to miss.
And what are you looking at? Like, isn't that your job, referee? Like, aren't you staring right there in front of you? Like, were you distracted? Did the big horn go off and you looked away for a second?
Well, listen, if anybody on this radio station is qualified to talk about officiating, it's you, because if you don't know what the officials are supposed to be looking at, then you can't yell at them from the sidelines.
Oh, I can, and I will.
What were you looking at? What I was supposed to? Shut up!
Jackal!
Let's get to the phones with you. 617-779-7937. Ian in Greenfield on the Hunter Henry play. First up today with Gresh and Hard in for Keith. Hi, Ian.
Good morning, guys. So, the Hunter Henry play, if he, because he's already down, he's breaking the plane with the football. Now, whether or not he had his pinky under the damn ball before it hit the ground, who cares? He had his hand under it. Now, if he just leaves his arms outstretched with the ball over the plane instead of trying to bring it into his body and bumbling it around, would the refs have called it the ruling stands as it is?
Well, you know? Ian, I think based on the way they ruled the Travis Kelce play earlier this year, which is one where he was outstretched and it hit the ground and then it came loose, I think the assumption would have to be yes, given that they called that one a touchdown.
If he held the ball between his two hands and kept it just away from his body for a whatever, one count, two count, whatever they want to use it, yeah, that's absolutely it. And it doesn't move. It's an absolutely
See,
a touchdown.
That's the hard part of all of this. And Ian, good question, and thank you, is that we're now Zapruder-ing the tiniest little bit of movement. See, we've now got it to the point to where it never left his hands. But as he went to the ground, it touched the ground a little bit, according to what they said. And even then, the real zoomed-in ones, which they can't take forever on that.
The NBC
Well, you're supposed to take 60 seconds. This one, that's in the rule book.
That was more than 60 seconds.
Thank you. And that's the other part.
I lived my life 60 seconds at a time, and that was more than 60 seconds.
Hang
baby.
On. If I do believe I got it right here, the rule says it's supposed to be 60 seconds for replay with like a little bit of buffer. Da, 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 da. A decision must be made within 60 seconds from when the video is shared with the referee on the field. So he was there for 75 seconds or like a minute and a half when they came back from break.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that was a long time. And I'm still not sure. I think by the letter of their rules and their law, I think they got the call right. I think a kindergartner says it's a catch. But the gray area in the middle, I'm not sure the ground touching the ball caused it to jar, or if it was his awkward, because he's kind of in a weird contortion of hands, elbows, forearms.
Right.
I think sort of the natural gravity, him hitting the ground, may have actually disrupted the ball in his own hands, but it's hard to speculate on that from afar.
Yeah,
you're right. We're microanalyzing this, and that's where I probably would, if it were me, would say,
that's why I should have stayed a
touchdown.
It's
too close. We called it a touchdown on the field. We're paid a lot of money to make these calls live. I think we were close enough to being right that it's a touchdown.
Because not only does he break the plane, is looking at the one right here, it breaks the plane and it's into the purple. And then whenever he comes down to the ground, he sort of pulls it in.
But
there's that little bit of movement there.
The possession, the pure possession in the end zone over the plane is the question. And the movement, it's sort of like when a guy does a toe tap and he does the first toe, bobbles it, does second toe, but oh, nope, you got to do the third toe now because the first toe gets wiped out by the bobble on the sideline.
Man, it's just really hard to see a guy with two hands on the ball reaching across the goal line, and then what were they supposed to rule him down at the six-inch line?
I think they could have under review. Well, I don't think you would have live, but I think under review you could have.
Henry's knee and shin come down first, and the ball is over the goal line.
But he doesn't possess it.
See, that's the other...
possession is 9/10 of the law and 10/10 of the football.
See, again, that's the part of this that makes zero sense then. Because a football in a man's hands, I thought, was possession.
Yeah, but for how long? I mean, you're watching it super slow. Watch it live speed. It's a bang, 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 bang play.
You know what it did? It looked like a touchdown. That's why they ruled it a touchdown.
The guy who was 15 feet away or 10 feet away thought it was a touchdown. So I have no problem if we just say,
right,
that guy right there, who we pay good money, who supposedly is elite at his job, I said supposedly, is supposedly elite at his job, calls it a touchdown. Okay, we got to go with it.
Supposedly elite.
Do you think he's elite? I don't think anybody on that crew was elite last night.
I do not think so. They were elitely bad last night. That was about it. Doug in the car on the Henry catch regression. Keith, hi, Doug.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving.
You too.
Listen, as an overweight 260-pound man, I had a little too much turkey and maybe too much wine last night. So the actual play may be a little, you know, off for me. But my question is this. He obviously has the catch going to the ground. What's the question is, he hits the ground, is that a fumble? But before that happens, he has control of the ball, and his knee hits the ground. So why isn't the ball dead there?
Because they are declaring he does not have full possession of the ball, and once he hits the ground with the ball, he has to control it through it.
If there's no surviving the ground, then what constitutes possession?
Well, this is where it gets weird, because they use two steps and a football move or whatever in the middle, but you can't take two steps when you're diving for the ball and you can't make a football move. That's where they say reaching for the goal line is a football move. But I would argue, did he reach for the goal line or did he catch it over the goal line? So where's your football move to fulfill their criteria?
So the people understand what Hart is referencing, the rule in terms of completed or intercepted pass. And it gets into a player who makes a catch, may advance the ball, forward pass is complete by the offense, start to get into it. And then it says, A, secures control of the ball in his hands or arms prior to the ball touching the ground. B, touching the ground inbounds with both feet or any part of his body other than his hands.
Mm.
C, after A and B have been fulfilled, performs any act common to the game.
Mm.
And the examples are tuck the ball away, extend it forward, take an additional step, turn up field, or avoid or ward off an opponent, or he maintains control of the ball long enough to do so. And then there's some notes in here about the movement of the ball does not automatically result loss of control.
All I can
These
hear
are
is,
their rules.
All I can hear is Ordway's. It's about the movement of the ball. It's about ball
the
movement.
The movement of the ball and the ball movement.
I would argue, and Patriots fans won't like this because they're very snippy this morning after a loss. They don't take losing well.
Boy, all right.
He didn't reach for the end zone. He caught the ball in a natural reach for the end zone.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, he didn't catch it and then stick it out like you see a running back or a QB sneak guy do. He was doing it as he caught the ball. But then he didn't have the full possession. The ball
moves
around.
What about the ball movement?
The ball was moving. There's no doubt the ball was moving. That's the one thing we can all agree on.
It moved as he hit the ground.
It moved. We can all agree it moved.
What are you, Elaine Bennis now?
Just saying it moved.
He took it out. It moved.
It moved.
Why make a holiday?
Absolutely moved.
617-779-7937. John and Norton wants in on this. Hi, John. All right, John's going to have to, he'll realize that he is on hold and we will come back to him.
Loud.
He can hear it now in the background and understands why you got to turn your radio down. Steve in Springfield with Gresh and Harden for Keefe. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, guys. I just thought that the Patriots played well, but they didn't play well enough where they, you know, they have to just about play mistake-free football. When they ran into that punter, it killed the game. It killed it right there. And then letting the guy run back for a touchdown. The Patriots aren't on that scale that they're good enough to win a game after making those mistakes. They're not at that level yet.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not going to say that they have to play mistake-free football, but those are major, major mistakes, and they're just not good enough at this point in the season to get a win from that. That's what I think. Everything else is just minutia after that.
Yep.
All right, guys, see you.
Thanks, Steve. I absolutely agree. I think we always forget, and if you wanted to do a real painstaking study, I think you could go back years and years and years, the dynasty, the first dynasty, the second, the Brady era, and you could find game-losing-type mistakes in most Patriots games
mm-hmm.
that we forget because, you know what, then they made three or four game-winning-type plays.
You overcame them.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if you really went play-by-play, every single game includes these, but when you're good enough— You throw to Gronk in the fourth quarter, and everybody goes home happy, and you clean up those mistakes behind closed doors and hope they don't happen again. This team's not; they don't make enough plays to overcome the mistakes. Now, yesterday there were some big ones, some really big mistakes that changed. Same as last year,
mm-hmm.
they weren't good enough to overcome them. When you jump off sides, remember they jump off sides. Was it Brandon King jumps off sides on a field goal in Indy? They get a second chance at a field goal. They get a second possession last night. They're not good enough to overcome those right now, and that's the harsh reality. Otherwise, I think we could be spinning this into a moral victory Friday, correct? If you wanted to,
yeah,
if you're prone to such things.
I guess. It's more of a ref porked you Friday.
Ref porked you Friday may be part of it for some in this nation, but I think you could argue you played well offensively. You moved the ball. You put up more points than we're used to seeing them put up.
If that's a team that people are talking about competing for a Super Bowl, then the Patriots are better than their record indicates.
Well, I would just say this. I don't necessarily think a ton of the Vikings and Kirk Cousins.
Right.
I think we saw their defense pretty much stinks. But their record, if you go Bill Parcellian,
yeah,
they have two losses, and those two losses came to arguably two top five teams. The Eagles have been a front runner all
yep.
year, and the Cowboys, when they play well
right
and they're
there.
Picking up steam,
mm-hmm.
so their resume is pretty damn impressive. Like, there's no shame in losing to the Eagles and the Cowboys.
No.
Right? So if you use that as your barometer, you went into a tough environment on a short week, slugged it out, made a couple mistakes that may have cost yourself the game, but you hung with a playoff team. Now, you haven't beaten any playoff teams, which is part of the problem of your resume right now. But I think you could spin it if you were prone to such things as this being a moral victory Friday.
Bill Belichick wasn't hearing nothing about moral victories when he talked about the kick return touchdown after the game.
Yeah. Sends a really difference in the game. That's 7 points that, you know, end up being bonus points in a game. Yep.
Now, I know I don't think he was asked about the punt after the game and the mistake from Pierre Strong. But, Hart, you and I talked about it, that for as much as people will look at the kick return touchdown, Bill mentioned, it's key play of the game right there in terms of the kick return for a touchdown. Guess what? Pierre Strong's getting lumped into that because yeah. you and I talked about this before. When Pierre Strong came off the field, Bill went and found him. And that conversation did not look comfortable.
And correct me if I'm wrong, you don't see that a ton. Like him barking at a guy on the sideline.
No, and I know he's a rookie and it's the whole, we're going to coach those guys hard to see if they can really play here. But wow, Bill.
Yeah.
Like he didn't, Bill doesn't sort of yell per se, but he either talks with you, to you, or at you.
Oh, yeah.
And that felt like he was talking at him.
Oh, I've been
you
there.
You just porked everybody.
Right, I've been there. And I just don't think he does that publicly a lot.
No.
Because he knows NBC has a camera zoomed in on him. Pierre Strong, he knows the reality of the situation. So he was hot and bothered, as they would say. Definitely hot and bothered. And I give Pierre Strong credit. I mean, he said, I screwed up. Like, I'll learn from it. Like, he knows. It's not like there was any gray area.
He won't be in that spot next week.
Probably not. That's usually how that works. You get a punt blocked or you do something like that and they replace you the following week with a different
question.
And that's a key part of losing this football game. The Vikings get an extra possession. They take advantage. But, those two plays, this is where I'm getting a moral victory Friday here. You take out those two plays, maybe you win this game.
I mean, those are, but the problem is
you
that,
can't.
Well, one of them, the touchdown, there is definitely a case to be made.
Sure.
It was the right call on Pierre Strong.
Oh, yeah.
You could quibble whether that rule needs tweaking or whatever.
But they've always protected those guys.
They protected those guys.
You got to give them landing space. You can't touch them. You just can't.
Yeah.
And they sell it.
Right.
As they should.
And I was just going to say, you'd mentioned earlier that Duggar didn't sell the hold.
Yep.
The punter sold the little bit of contact there. And I think we got to get to a point. You mentioned on the punt return last week for the Jets where there was the questionable hit from the side. Yeah. But it didn't affect the play.
Right.
Like, it didn't affect the punter there in terms of his ability to get the ball off, and he wasn't in imminent danger.
Right. Or his ability to have children or play next week or anything.
Like, and I wonder, and that's the thing, like, I wonder if a lot of, like, the quarterback rules have evolved. I wonder if those kicker rules, someone needs to look at it and be like, okay, are we really going to give somebody a free 5 yards off of what was a little bit of incidental contact?
Right. Like, I think quarterbacks do it and have learned to play. Pickett, when he was at Pitt in the fake slide, like, you can manipulate the rules, take advantage of the...
Good job, Mark Whipple, on that one.
Right. But Mac tries to do it. He tries to sell. Every time he's on the sideline or goes down, he flops a little bit. He's got a little soccer player in him, and he's seeing if he can get an extra 15, because 15 yards is a lot.
And I'm sure everybody in the league is coached to do that as well.
Absolutely.
If you get a chance, give me a rollover. Now, give me a flop.
I absolutely hate it, because it's soccer, it's NBA, it's basketball, it's... You know, football is supposed to be a tough sport played by tough men, but there is also something to be said for, especially for a team like the Patriots, the way they've been playing offense, 15 yards, that's like five plays.
No, it very much is. No, it's a big deal all the way around. Andrew Raycroft will talk some Bruins with Hart and I at 11. We'll continue all day long to unpack this Patriots game at 617-779-7937. But elsewhere on Thanksgiving, they played games as well. We'll touch on those next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.